It's time for the business news with Nicholas Poynton. Nicholas, let's talk about Kathmandu first. So, full-year results out, not pretty, but the company still feels optimistic?
Yeah, so this is a company that despite, you know, losing $135 million in sales to the pandemic, they still believe that the pandemic has sort of thrown up a few opportunities for them. So just quickly getting to those numbers, its full-year profit evaporated. It was down 88.5% to $8.8 million for the year. That's compared with $56.7 million the year earlier. Its bottom line is affected by the cost of acquiring the surfwear brand Rip Curl. It's got some one-off tax charges, and also had an expensive restructure. Its revenue, however, that was up 50% to $801 million, but it's actually a little bit misleading because this year's result does have that new revenue stream they did when they acquired Rip Curl. They didn't have that last year. But I guess what is really interesting with this business is the plans for the future, because maybe it's a bit of a roadmap for lots of other retail businesses out there. And it says that, well, one of the bright spots for them was that its online sales ticked up 62% and now accounts for about 15% of total sales. And they say that they're going to lean into this. This is going to be part of the company's sort of, plans for growth for the future. And they say one of the things it's got going for it as it enters into the really hyper-competitive online outdoor clothing market is it's got a really strong balance sheet. It's the envy of its competition, who it thinks may not be in the same sort of strong position that it's in. So it's expecting that some of their competitors will fail. They say one of the weird things that the pandemic has thrown up for them has been that these lockdowns have really ignited people's passions for the outdoors. All that time people have spent inside have made them think about all the things they want to do outside, be it camping, hiking, surfing. And if there's one thing we know is that before people try anything new, they tend to go out and buy all the expensive, trendy equipment beforehand. So they expect that this will lead to a bit of a boon in business there. The million-dollar question for this company is, I didn't have the pleasure of actually putting this to them, was if they think that online sales will actually begin to replace and become a real cornerstone of its business. That's what we need to find out.
Okay. Tell me about this KiwiSaver fund that is pledging to get New Zealand tech startups off the ground with a $50 million investment?
Yeah, it's a $50 million pledge, and this is some really big news today for the New Zealand tech sector. This is the KiwiSaver fund manager KiwiWealth. So they've pledged $54 million to this venture capitalist company called Movac 5 Fund. It's a $250 million fund. It's received money from NZ Super as well as entrepreneurs and iwi, and the apple of this fund's eye is New Zealand tech startups and growth companies. And they're not looking to put money into these companies just out of charity. They actually really believe there's a real opportunity here to invest in companies that won't actually grow and turn a profit, but will deliver something to investors. And we've heard in the past from New Zealanders who've started successful tech startups that that one of the things that we have here is we have a lot of knowledge and talent, but the struggle has been getting that money to get the business, really get the ball rolling. So it's been said that there's about a 5% tourism-sized hole in our economy. It's going to be like that for quite some time. So it's actually quite encouraging to hear that there's an initiative out there that it might actually create some meaningful opportunities and hopefully some more jobs out there.
Before we move to the markets, just quickly, the RBNZ has left its monetary policy unchanged. Is there anything to look out for in there?
Yeah, so look, as we heard in the news headlines before, the monetary policy is staying the same, OCR staying at where it is. We're not hearing any other complex tools being announced. But the one thing to really pay attention to is that when the members got together today, they said that monetary policy will need to provide significant economic support for a long time to come. You read into that what that probably means, and this is what probably people care about, is that interest rates will remain low and asset prices will continue to go up.
Do you want to bounce from there onto the markets, Nicholas?
Yeah, we'll do. So the NZX Top 50 is up by nearly 1% or 95 points to 11,704. Our dollar is at 66.1 US cents, 92.7 Australian, 51.9 British pence, and in gold it's down below $1,900 as the US dollar gained today.
Thanks, Nicholas. Nicholas Poynton with our business news there.